This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to This Is Our Lives podcast, hosted by older, wiser lesbians Lisa and Sue, for Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. This Is Our Lives podcast gives listeners intriguing, touching and humorous stories of life in and around Melbourne, Australia. Why don't you subscribe so you keep up to date with all the fun and frivolity from Lisa and Sue? Now on with the show.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives with Lisa and Sue.
Hey, Lise.
Hey, Sue. How are you going?
Good. After last week and our trip around town, I had so much fun.
And I've eaten my fill of dumplings, can I say?
I know. We checked out some bikes. If you didn't tune into our last podcast, we talked about some stuff to do in Melbourne on
yes.
our bucket list, as we yes. called it. And we got out and about last week and we took some photos. We had a lot of fun. So we've got till December to knock it off and we'll keep you updated.
December. Okay, that's good. That's a realistic time frame.
Yeah, well, it's, you know.
Can we do a couple of them twice, like the Hops Discovery Tour?
Well, it depends, Lisa.
Okay.
You had a bit of a hop last week.
I know, but I'm just saying, you know, sometimes they need to be experienced more than once,
all
can
right.
I say.
I reckon you're right. So we'll do that more.
We might do it in conjunction with knocking off a few of the other things from the list.
I reckon. Mm. I'll tell you what I want to knock off right now.
Oh.
What's happening around town. I'm an angry, angry person.
I'm an angry, angry owl.
I'm an angry owl. Hoot to that.
Hoot to that.
I am angry.
I am too.
Because if you're not up to date, we've got this whole vote for same-sex marriage, yay or nay, going on.
Yes.
Again.
And can I say it's getting really nasty?
It's getting stupid.
Because people are going, oh, you're all homosexuals, are all deviants and what have you. Some of the Facebook taunts are just disgraceful.
There they are.
And it's only going to be the start of it.
I know. I actually feel like there's this wave, a big wave coming of mean and nasty and all those hideous comments. And I can't even imagine what these kids are going to go through having to listen
to that.
Well,
that's my point. It's like we are a lot older and we've probably experienced a lot of homophobia in our lives, but some of the young kids who are just coming out or, you know, or maybe thinking about coming out, it's actually a really terrifying time for them to be put on the pedestal and this public debate about our spot in life or whatever, our equality. We don't have equality.
No, we don't. And they're just delaying it and spending money unnecessarily. $122 million, they reckon.
That is true.
So last
year... That's a lot of bloody stamps.
That's a lot. And then...
In fact, I don't even know where you'd buy a stamp. No, there is still post offices. I know that.
There are post offices, but they still lose your mail, imagine.
Oh, well, yes, this is a thing. So when the postal vote is due, there'll be a deadline. It takes 3 days to get from A to B, Australia Post.
I don't understand how they're going to do this. So if we track back, last year there was all this big talk about a plebiscite.
That's true.
And the plebiscite was to find out what the community feelings were towards same-sex marriage.
So they can have a vote on our relationships, which is ridiculous in itself.
Mm. Well, it's stupid, isn't it?
Mm.
So that got hammered in the, wherever it is.
Well, got voted out.
Voted out.
So, you know, so the
Parliament.
Parliament, the federal government put it up and the Liberal government or whatever, and the Labor government said no, which I agree.
They said no.
No,
no,
no.
Which they should have.
That's true. So not only Australia are you an embarrassment to the rest of the Western world.
Because it's shocking, isn't it?
It is shocking. I mean,
I can't believe it. Places.
Ireland. Very
Germany.
Religious. Germany.
Unbelievable. Mm. We are so archaic in our thinking in this one.
That's true.
We're not, actually.
Well, no, we're not.
There are politicians and community who just don't have that knowledge yet.
No.
So we can't be mean. Whether they want to be.
That's true.
It's a learning curve for a lot of people.
Mm.
It's just that learning curve has been stopped. You know,
oh, absolutely.
It's stupid.
It is stupid.
So the plebiscite didn't go ahead.
No.
But it did bring the conversation into the lounge rooms right throughout, you know, Australia.
Yes, that's right.
And people started talking about it at least. And I think whether it's just the circles I'm in or you know, the news I read, but I do hear more positive slants on same-sex and relationships and equality and
yeah, that's true.
Marriage rights now compared to 5 or 10 years ago.
It seems to be that some older folk who have probably been brought up in a different religious, you know, sort of manner, they're the ones that are quite adamant that they don't want it.
Yeah, some.
Some.
I find some of the conversations I hear are like, oh, my God, I didn't think that you'd be like, yeah, well, so what? He's my son, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you just go, well, I thought you'd be in the, that kind of category.
Yeah.
But that's us stereotyping.
Well, that's right. That is true. Yeah.
So this year, which I thought the whole thing had died. I thought the whole thing had died down and gone away and it was just crazy and we were just going to wait out till the next government.
That's
to be
true.
Honest.
Well, what they should have done is held a vote in Parliament. But they're not going to do that.
It's divided. What they're saying is that the politicians are divided.
Well, the one side, as in the Libs or whatever, they won't bring it to the party floor to vote on it.
Which is just insane, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is insane.
Scaredy cats.
Scaredy cats.
Losers.
Yeah.
So what they did is they're going for another plebiscite at the moment. Is that true?
No, it's not a plebiscite. It's a postal vote.
No, there's a backstory.
So oh, is it?
In my reading that I think I'm right.
Oh, hang on, you are right. They're going to put it to the floor again.
Right, and that goes in a couple of weeks. But what they're thinking is it's going to go down again. So it'll get blocked again.
Yes.
And this is the best of the worst options. What they're saying is that we'll do a postal vote.
Which is stupid. So if the plebiscite gets knocked on the head, which it probably will do, then they're going to proceed on and do this ridiculous postal vote. And it's not compulsory.
No. And there's a whole lot of other stuff.
And well, I don't know whether or not there's a lot of probity about it as well. I mean, you know, how do you know that, say there's 3 people registered to vote at ABC address.
Right.
Right? 3 postal vote packs come in. How do you know that the right people are going to be voting? They're just going to go, okay, I'm going to grab all those or raid people's letterboxes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, never thought
because
of that.
Because there's no probity. There's no like, oh, Lisa, you've done that is ticked off the electoral roll and off you go.
Because
it's not.
That's right, because it's not being done by the electoral roll. So they're saying that the best system to do it at this stage is literally the Australian Bureau of Statistics through Aussie Post.
Yeah.
Both of those I'm not confident in.
No.
They've lost my mail.
Well, they have lost my mail. And can I just say one word? Census.
Oh, this great census. What will you call it? Debacle.
Debacle.
Oh, my God.
Debacle.
That went off that night. Mm. System goes down.
I was one of the lucky ones. I got in early because I'm always early.
You're always, you're a bit organised.
Yeah, but later on, no.
Oh, my God, I couldn't work it out. And I'm thinking, oh, no. And then all of a sudden it was like all over Facebook, Twitter and whatever. And
but even so, why have they gone to a postal vote? Is it because they don't trust the electronic system? Because you may as well just have a Facebook poll, let's face it.
Well, there's all this talk now about whether the Australian Bureau of Statistics should have the information on the electoral rolls. So whether but that would be a breach of our privacy. So it's all this kind of weird dialogue going back between the two.
Yeah.
But the government is saying it was an electoral promise.
Yes.
And therefore they're going to do it anyway. That's why they're doing it.
Well, I don't think they're doing it like that. I think they're doing it so they're setting it up to fail. Because a lot of our community have come out and said, I'm not going to vote because we shouldn't have to. But the problem is if we don't vote, we don't register to vote and we don't vote, then they're going to win.
Yeah. They're going to win what? A competition that doesn't even actually have a winner.
It's a popularity poll. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And for them to turn around and go, see, I told you so.
Yeah. But I'm really worried, and we'll talk about it after this track. I'm really worried about, we mentioned it earlier, the campaigns that are going to come in our way, because the government is saying that they are not going to do publicity.
Right.
For a yes vote.
Mm.
I don't know about a no vote. But all of the anti-GLBTIQ are absolutely loading now.
Oh, they are.
For a massive campaign that they prepared
ready.
For earlier. They were already ready last time.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they're loading up, ready to go this time. So
oh, dear.
It's not going to be good.
It's not going to be pretty.
Oh, not happy, Jan.
Not happy.
You are listening to This Is Our Lives.
With Lisa and Sue.
Owls. Wise animals. Also apex predators. Sounds like Lisa and somebody else soon, perhaps?
She says I smell like safety and home. I named both of her eyes forever and please don't go. I could be your morning sunrise all the time, yeah. This could be good, this could be good. I can't change even if I even if I wanted to, and I can't change even if I tried, even if I wanted to. My love, my love, my love, my love, she keeps me warm. Keeps me warm. What's your middle name? Do you hate your job? Do you fall in love too easily? What's your favorite word? Do you like kissing girls? Can I call you baby? So good together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't change even if I try, even if I wanted to. I can't change even if I try.
Listening to This Is Our Lives with Lisa and Sue.
Lisa, a bit of a sad topic today, isn't it?
Yeah,
what's
it
happening
is
in our world at the moment. Which
I think it needs to be talked about because it does affect our lives, and it's almost like we have to justify the validity of our relationships. Yeah. I don't know why we do, and I don't know why people think they have the right to comment on it.
Why they have the right to make us feel like that we're second class or even far worse.
Yeah.
You know, putting us in categories that you just go, sorry, what?
Mm.
I'm sorry, I catch the tram, I go and have food, I work, I raise my kids.
I pay my taxes.
Which I really don't like paying them.
No, that's true.
And all that sort of stuff. And then you calling me a disgusting, disreputable, I don't know. I think it really makes me sad. So I really hope that there's a lot of protection for our community out there, because there's a lot of people who are, you know, really struggle with their mental health.
Mm.
you know, from long-term homophobic comments.
Yeah.
And just not feeling included. So I really hope that there's a balance, because I know I know one side of it's coming.
Mm.
And we can't stop it, but I just hope that there's enough love and strength in the community to just shield our kids and people who need that little bit more support, really.
Yeah. So if you are struggling with the debate and you need someone to talk to, there's a couple of good resources that you could access. You could call Switchboard 1800 184 527, and that's from 3 p.m. through to midnight.
It's a great service.
It is a great service.
Great service.
Yeah. And of course, Lifeline, which is 131114, and that's 24 hours a day.
All right. Now, Tim Minchin, a wonderful comedian, musician, created a bit of a medley.
He did, and I love it, Sue.
And I'm going to hear it for the first time today. It was released not that long ago, but it is going off in social media.
Yeah.
So we're going to play it for you here right now.
Never close down. From New York to Rio, an old London town. But no matter how far or how wide I roam, I still call Australia homophobic. I'm always travelling, but wherever I stay, people love Aussies. And they generally say they think we're kind, fun and funny, tall, tanned and toned, and a little bit racist, and a little bit homophobic. It's bad enough these poly assholes pass discriminatory laws. Now we're forced to dance the plebiscite jig. But on the upside, this plebiscite might enlighten us. At least we'll know exactly how many Aussies are bigoted. Yay, stats! Woo! Someday we'll all be together once more. Once they do their bloody jobs and just change the fucking law. Then Carrie can marry Sally and Ben can bone tone in the marriage bed in their Aussie home. So you can shove your cherry Bible passage up your pocket bottom. Your attempt to keep Australia in the past will be a failure, because most of Australia ain't homophobic.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives with Lisa and Sue.
All right. I've regrouped.
You've regrouped.
I've regrouped.
We had a nice little ditty from Tim.
I loved it.
I know. It's great.
It's fantastic. So I'm going to make sure I listen to that more during the week and share it.
Share it far
media.
And share it wide.
But it got me thinking about more about the postal vote, but actually, you know, right back at you.
Mm.
If we're going to spend $122 million on a postal vote.
There are much better things to vote about.
I reckon.
Oh, yes.
I reckon.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. Let me think about it. What about Skittles and M&Ms?
Oh.
Which is the better one?
M&Ms.
M&Ms.
Absolutely.
But I don't need to, you know, put out any money.
It's a $122 million postal vote.
Saved. We have saved the economy a whole lot of money. What have you got?
Okay. What about men in Lycra?
Right.
Should they wear it or not?
Oh, that's $122 million. It's probably worth voting on that one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They, those mammals may think that they look sexy and hot in them, but the rest of us go, no, not so nice.
They got nice butts, some of them, though.
Some of them do.
What about tank tops on a bloke? Should that be a yay or a nay?
Tank tops?
You know, the good old tank tops.
Yes.
They used to be the muscle tees, didn't they? They kind of came right down to almost waist level, didn't they?
I suppose it depends on where you're wearing them.
Here we go. What about, do you believe in aliens? So, aliens real? Yay.
Or nay?
Or nay. That's about a similar sort of argument, really, isn't it?
It is.
I mean,
about the big man upstairs.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Do you want to have one of those?
Oh.
Or that'd set people off.
I know.
Imagine that postal vote. Is Jesus real?
I know.
Oh my God, that would go off. Imagine the campaigns.
Well, they don't believe in Darwinism at all, yeah. That we're evolved from apes. So
that's a bit odd, isn't it?
It is a bit odd.
What else have you got, Luce?
Oh, okay. What about, should we keep our Mikey system, yes or no?
Oh, I could give you the money right now.
Right.
No.
No?
Hideous.
Well, I don't mind it. It's just that, but I have a yearly pass, so I don't have to really drama about it. But I must admit, it annoys me prior to having that. It double dip.
It's
all the time.
It's just insane. I got on the other week and I knew that I didn't have enough, but I knew when I got into the city I was going to top it up. So I knew there was no drama. Yeah.
Did you get fined?
The inspectors came on and told me off. But I had always been taught and told, don't worry, if you haven't got it on there, as long as you, when you get off and before time you use the next card, you set.
Yeah.
But allegedly not.
No.
And then I tried to understand. She said, you're not listening. I said, but I'm telling you, you're telling me that I didn't have to do this, but now you're telling me I did.
Mm.
So we had a bit of a,
bit of a Barney.
Yeah, it was a nice Barney, but right. It was a Barney nonetheless.
But you know the thing that frustrates me with the those officers,
yeah.
Right, is that they'll have a Barney with you, but if it was a big burly bloke that was drunk or what have you, they wouldn't even ask him to swipe the card.
No.
Because they don't want the confrontation with the people they can't deal with.
No, and my kids get checked all the time.
Oh, well, the kids teenagers, always. They pick on the teenagers.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right, how about this one?
Okay.
Are cakes better than cookies?
Ooh.
What do you reckon?
Well, one, I don't call them cookies.
Well, sorry.
They're biscuits.
Cake's better than biscuits, Lisa.
Okay. Depends on the mood. A biscuit's a snack. A good on-the-go snack. Cake, I'd rather sit down with eating with coffee.
It depends on the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
This could be a very expensive postal order because it may not actually have a resolution.
Yep. I know.
And therefore, I don't know, we may have to go to a plebiscite.
Oh, gee whiz.
Imagine that.
Change the legislation. Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. People are getting confused about the plebiscite. They keep on going,
mean the postal or both?
Well, the plebiscite and the what it's changing. It's changing the Marriage Act.
Right.
They don't even know what they're voting on.
Well, you've confused me now. I don't understand.
Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
I know that if, regardless of the outcome,
it
doesn't. Nothing's going to change per se.
Well, see, they could turn around. That's right. They could turn around and go, thanks for that postal vote, but we're not going to do anything
about
it.
We're not going to do anything.
Because some of those conservatives in the federal government have already said, no, we won't be supporting it, even if it gets a yes vote.
So how are they going to cope with the cake and...
Na-na-na-na-na.
Cake and biscuit argument.
Oh, gosh.
All right, how about this one?
Mm.
Selfies.
Oh,
are they cool, yay or nay?
Only if you're a millennial.
I
can't deal. Oh, I do selfies.
Right.
But
I don't mind a selfie, but the duck face ones with that head angle thing, they look cray cray.
I see them all the time.
Doing
in
it?
My household, yeah.
Do
not
they
me.
Do it?
Yep. 3-day weekend. That's an easy one.
I think we'd go that one.
I think we would.
But you know what? We should send it out to the entire Victorian population.
Yes.
And see what they say.
I think that's Australian. Yeah, they population. Wouldn't say that's un-Australian, surely.
What do you mean?
A three-day weekend. Nobody would ever say that. Oh, I'm going to vote no to that.
Some would people they? Would.
What?
All three of them.
What's wrong with them?
Here we go. Here's a weird one I've just found in my searching list.
Okay.
Is it okay to pee or wee while you're taking a shower?
Oh, I like that one.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's water. It's a drain. What are you going to do?
As long as the shower's running.
Well, I think, people, I think today I'm just going to hop in this cubicle and...
Let her in.
Yeah, I don't think that's what I mean.
It's not, no, but it's not cool to pee in the pool.
Oh, I peed in your pool.
Oh, dear. Here's one, Sue.
Okay.
Should people be required to take a shower daily? Because I've come across some pretty nasty things on public transport.
That is pretty nasty.
Mm.
I must admit, on the weekends, don't always go for it.
Mm.
Day off and all that,
off.
Lent.
Lent.
That's my Lent. The day you give up.
I can't cope without a shower
really?
Every day.
No.
Every day.
Gee, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Day and night? Because I've known people who do day and night.
No, no, no. Just once a day.
See, you would really complicate this whole postal vote if we voted for that.
Well.
Because you'd be having campaigns.
Mm.
Like we call it the stinky campaign.
Avoiding the stinky.
Avoiding the stinky.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you could call it.
Oh, no.
Avoiding the stinky.
Yeah. I'd have lots to say about that.
You could have a march down Bourke Street. We don't want stink. We don't want stink.
What? No stink for you.
No stink for you. Just think how far you could take that.
I could.
You could have a march down Bourke Street. Mm. You could have T-shirts.
We could give out deodorant.
You could have packs.
Mm.
You could really change the landscape of Australia.
Okay, and what would the no vote be then?
Well, you,
just a whole lot of stinky people marching.
Stinky people, just, you know, with their arms in the air going, take that.
Ooh.
Whatever. And then you all, like, pass out from the stench, so nobody really cares
in
the end. But what we're showing really is that it's absolutely ludicrous, because the stuff that we're talking about, okay, it's not at the level of our equality and all that kind of things, but it's in the same stupid category.
Well, it is.
That it's not a purposeful reason.
No.
Yes, there should be debate. Yes, there should be, you know.
It should be.
Public, you know, options and debates and, you know, all events and things like that where people can go and contribute.
I disagree. I don't even think it should be in a debate.
No, but
it shouldn't be debated at all. It's equal rights.
Well, no, maybe not a debate, but I think there should be more communication about it.
Okay, yeah, communications. But I hate it when people go, oh, no, they shouldn't get married. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Oh, my God.
But I think sometimes stupid comments create a lot of discussion, like, you know, the stuff that happened in the football, in the race, you know, all of that racist, homophobic sort of stuff that comes out.
But how does it affect them? How does it affect people?
Which ones?
Well, those who are going to say no. How does it affect them by, say, myself getting married? It doesn't affect them at all. They don't even know me.
Well, it might affect them, because if they own a bridal boutique, they're going to make some cash.
Well,
maybe not for you. You're not going to wear the white.
No, I'm not going to wear a dress. No.
No. But I think it's good that things are being talked about, but not in this way.
That is true.
So that's what I meant. But it'll be interesting to see it unfold. And as we said, we've given some numbers out. So if you or anyone else you know is struggling, there are people that you can contact.
And those numbers again, switchboard 1800 184 527. And that's any time between 3 and midnight. And of course, Lifeline 13 11 14, 24 hours a day. Okay, so that's been a great conversation, Sue. Thanks for unpacking that very complex situation and making a little bit fun in the meantime.
Well, you have to. Look at all the stuff we have to face.
Yeah, absolutely.
But whatever you're doing and however you're going, make sure you stay safe.
And stay tuned. And make sure you yes vote. And that's the show. Thanks for listening. This Is Our Lives podcast comes out every fortnight. Got any questions? Email us at ours@joy.org.au or check out all our social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as our blog. Why don't you subscribe? Until next time, take care.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.